Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Local Matters for a Friday. I'm your host, Rod Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Pastor Ron, how are you, sir?
Hey, good Friday. Don't we always love Fridays,
man,
Dwight, I'll tell you.
Look forward to being in here.
Yeah, we're doing some studio work and enjoying the program and knowing that the Word of God, the love of God, the kindness of God, the fruit of the Spirit, if you would, is going out to reach people and touch people's lives. And, you know, if you're listening to us today, one of the things we always start off with at church is telling people God's not mad at you.
Yeah.
He's not trying to find fault with you. You know, he knew what he got when he got us, and he created this. And because of the Lord Jesus and his work, God loves you, and he cares about you and wants you to experience that love.
We began talking about, Pastor Ron, last week, the believer's spiritual toolbox.
Yeah.
What are some of those tools, and how do we use them in our daily life? You know, the amazing thing to me, we're not going to need any of these when we get to heaven.
That's right.
None of them. That's the truth.
There's
no resistance, no devil, no disease, no anger, no anything. But they're all for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many of them, but the ones we're focusing on are the ones what is typically called the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And I'll read that verse again in just a second. And I've heard you quote a friend of yours that's saying, you know, the scriptures say we are complete in Him.
Yes.
And I believe Dr. Jim Richards has said about that, that's the most unbelieved verse in the Bible. Talk about it. But we are complete in Him.
You know, Dwight, when we receive Christ, we receive all of these gifts. I think it's 2 Peter chapter 1 says that we have received all things that pertain unto life and godliness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says we'll become new creatures, and all old things are passed away and all things become new. And Dwight, I think one of the areas where the body of Christ, the church of Christ may be lacking, you know, the body of Christ as a whole, is knowing that these fruit of the Spirit that we've been talking about, these nine fruit of the Spirit, are already in us. You know, we can't, if you're a Christian, and that's kind of the prerequisite that we discussed in our last program, is you have to receive Christ. I know I tried to get these things to work in my life before I received Christ, but that's like trying to get an apple tree, trying to grow an apple without an apple tree, or bear grapes without a grapevine. Jesus said, you know, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. And I think what happens is I think the two biggest enemies that we have in regard to bearing fruit, this type of fruit, is intellect and ego. That we allow our intellect, our own thinking, and we talked about this last week about renewing our mind and seeing things the way God sees things. But then our ego, our pride gets in the way, and we want to try to become and be all these things that the fruit of the Spirit will promote us to be if we will allow them to work in our life. You know, we think, okay, I'm going to get the what I want. If that person did me wrong, I'm going to get them back. Well, that's not love. Whereas if we walk in love, love will promote us and lift us higher and above that circumstance, even more so, the things that we desired even more than we thought, if we thought we would do it our way.
And you're right. We have these, and these are forces, these are powers, the King James calls them issues, that come into us for our daily use and edification when Christ comes into our heart.
Yeah.
And we read those verses last week.
Read that again. That's good, from Galatians.
And it said, but the fruit of the Spirit. Now, this is the fruit of the recreated spirit of the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what the graces and powers that come into us: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And we talked about last week that against such there is no law means nothing can stop them.
No.
These are supernatural, God-given forces that come into us. We are earthly vessels with heavenly treasure in us. And when we learn what they are and how to develop them, no matter what comes against us in life, even if we brought it on ourselves, these forces are unstoppable. And the one we talked about last week was the power and force of love and how it can keep us from letting bitterness and anger build up in our life.
Yes. And, you know, going right along with that in the scripture, I think the second fruit there that he mentioned is the fruit of joy.
Yeah.
And I can't get away from the fact that of these causing us to be able to stand.
Yeah.
If they stand, why we stand.
Yeah.
And that's the thing we got to, that's why God has given us this fruit, is to help us to get through life no matter what the circumstances are. If you have love and joy, now joy is something that the scripture says in Nehemiah 8 that the joy of the Lord is our strength. But I think people sometimes confuse, and I'm not trying to strain it in that here, sometimes people confuse joy and happiness.
Yeah.
Joy is an abiding spiritual force,
yes,
that is there regardless of circumstances. And sometimes that's not the most difficult thing. If you have a loved one that passed away, you know, and a year or so ago, my father passed away, and somehow on the inside of me, there was a joy because I knew he was with the Lord. I knew that, you know, he lived out his length of life on this earth. And even the most trying circumstances, we can have joy, the real joy of the Lord. And that's not you may not giggle and you may not even laugh, but you may,
yeah,
but you may not do that. But there's a sense of abiding gladness,
yeah,
in your heart that's beyond. It's sometimes, Dwight, it is beyond the natural reality, yeah, of what you're going through at the moment.
You know, by the way, we appreciate your being with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about the believer's spiritual toolbox, and the specific verses are the fruit of the Spirit, and the force we're talking about now is joy. And you're exactly right, Pastor Ron. Happiness depends on what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Joy, does happiness happen? Same root word, you know. Joy does not. Joy is a power and a supernatural force that the believer has no matter what happens.
Yes.
And I find myself, you know, and I have found myself in just something seems to be going on in my life, or just like I just want to quit. I want to just drop, you know. But then if I know, whoa, and you mentioned the word strength, I'll say, wait a minute. I've got joy in me, and joy doesn't depend on what happens.
Mm.
Joy is a strength and a power, and joy, the product of joy, is strength. So I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and I start thinking that way and talking that way and stirring up in my mind what's already real in my heart. Well, I've just got a whole, and it changes my attitude and realize I've got supernatural strength to keep on going, whatever that
you
is.
You know, Dwight, that's like the fruit of the axe when it's sharp, or the chainsaw, is the tree is cut down.
Yeah.
Well, the fruit or the product of joy, when joy is sharpened in your heart, is strength.
Yeah.
It produces a strength that is beyond, it's beyond oppression, Dwight. It's beyond depression. It'll bring you out of a darkness. That joy of the Lord will bring you out of a pit. It'll bring you up out of the sorrows of life, the struggles of life, the joy of the Lord. Because, Dwight, you know, I'm 60 years old, and man, I mean, I look back on my life and I think how fast this has gone.
Wow.
You know, and I know you're the same way. You're like me. It's like the older you get, it's like hard to believe how fast it goes.
Oh, yeah.
That this 70, 80, 90 years we have down here is nothing compared to eternity. If there's anything that helps keep my joy alive, is to understand how temporary this life is. It's so temporary. And I think this might be a word for someone that's listening to us. If you can just put off the fact of how permanent you think the situation is you're facing, and just realize how temporary it really is in light of eternity, you will have the joy of the Lord. And
yeah,
I mean, it'll bring a gladness to your heart, because you realize, man, we think this is permanent. We think this situation is permanent. No, not in the light of eternity. The scripture even brings that out. I think it's in 1 Corinthians 4 about how temporary life is, how this life is so fleeting and temporary, and the things that we can't see are eternal.
Yeah.
And when we have that aspect in our heart, Dwight, in our mind, in regard to life, you know what? That's sharpening that joy tool. That's sharpening that joy. That's helping that joy to come alive, because we look at life, we look at the problems, we look at things going on, think, man, I know this is tough now, but it's just temporary. It's subject to change.
Yeah.
Anything I can see, the scripture says anything we can see is subject to change. And so that will help us keep the joy too sharp.
And, you know, I think of what Jesus said in the book of John, I believe, It said, you know, these things have I said unto you or told you that your joy might be full.
Yes.
He reminded us of things that what it meant to have, you know, to receive him and to receive God's love is that your joy might be full. You know, we hear that, Pastor Ron, we hear, well, ain't nothing going to steal my joy. Really? In the literal sense of the word, nothing can steal
that's
your joy.
That's right.
It's in there already. Mm-hmm. Nothing can steal it. We can decide not to learn about
it. There you go.
We can decide not to, we cannot know we have it, or even if we know we have it, we cannot use it. Nobody can steal it from me. If we don't know and use it, it's on us, mm-hmm. you know. But when life gets heavy and on your shoulders and things seem to stack up, one of the things that I'm continuing to learn to do is say, Lord, I thank you that I have joy. Therefore, I have strength. I can go forward. I'm not counting on my own strength, my own willpower. It'll only take me so far, but your joy will take me through eternity.
You know, Dwight, the willpower will only last as long as your will does. And that's the problem with it.
Long,
you know,
either.
You can will to say, well, I'm willing to go on a diet, and I'm going to go on a diet. But when your willpower and your effort and energy is gone, then it's gone.
Yeah.
But see, with the joy of the Lord, you realize, man, this is his strength. This is his joy. This is his way of looking at things. He sees things in a way, man, that I never really thought could happen. I mean, he sees the possibility of walking on water. He sees the possibility of speaking to the storm. He sees the possibility of feeding 5,000 people with a little boy's lunch. You know what I mean? He's got a way of looking at things here. And if I keep that perspective, that's what he was talking about there in John 17. He said, Lord, I'm saying these things to them. Talking to the Father, so that their joy can be full. And that fullness of joy comes from knowing that we're one with him, that we are loved, Dwight. The same way in that John 17 passage, Jesus said, show them that you love them as much as you love me.
Wow.
I mean, think about, and if God loves us that much, we can have joy when we're going through circumstances and trials and tests and struggles in our lives. And I think, you know, that will cause the strength to remain in our heart.
Yeah. So glad you're with us this afternoon. Your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're back with more on Local Matters in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Thanks for staying with us today. Happy you're with us. We're talking about the believer's spiritual toolbox. What are those tools and how do you use them on a practical basis? And the tools we're specifically referring to are pointed out in Galatians 5:22-23. We call the fruit of the Spirit, the powers, the forces, and I can't overemphasize this enough, Pastor Ron, the graces, the characteristics of Jesus Christ that come into your spirit when Jesus becomes your Lord and Savior. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. We are complete in him, and part of that completeness, part of those forces and powers, are fruit of the Spirit. And we talked about love last week, and we spent some time on the force of joy and what that can produce in our life. I want us to look at the third component there from Galatians 5:22, and that's peace. Now, help me with this, Pastor Omar, because as I study the word peace in the Scriptures, I see two things. One, there's the peace with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when at 13 years old, when I believed in my heart and confessed with my mouth, Jesus came into my heart and be my Lord and Savior, I made peace with God. I was no longer a stranger and an alien to the covenant. Christ in me was my hope of glory. I was reconciled under him. I was redeemed. I was mm-hmm. brought back. That's peace with God. That's when God,
yes.
And the other kind of peace that I read about is the peace of God. The Bible says the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. So I believe when we're looking at the fruit of the Spirit, it, of course, it's talking to people who've already made peace with God.
Yes.
You know, they're already God's children, believing in their heart, confessing with their mouth. Already, but now we're talking about the peace of God, mm-hmm. that power, that force, that characteristic of Jesus Christ, that grace that comes into us when we get saved.
And you know, Dwight, and that's such a great, great explanation there of that. I mean, I think if the world could understand they're at peace with God because of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, you know, God's not mad at them, for God so loved the world. Yeah. If the world could recognize that, then they could experience the peace of God. But you know, there's a lot of Christians that don't experience the peace of God, that have anxiety, that have struggle, that have worry, that let the stress of life just overtake them. And this scripture just rose up in my heart. And this is in 2 Peter 1. It says, talking about he's talking about the fruit of the Spirit too, but he says, but he that lacks these things are the manifestation of these fruits in his life is blind, he cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
Ooh.
See, when this peace is not working, it's like we kind of, and we all do this. I mean, it's like a thing where we flip out. You know, we flip our spiritual life out, and all of a sudden it's just, what can I do? And I'm worried, and I'm anxious, and I've got a panic attack, and I'm being worried and all that. But see, what we do is we forget. We forget the price that was paid. You know, in that same Peter, letter there, Peter said, you weren't redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain traditions given to you by your fathers, but you were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. I mean, when we remember these things, right, when we can remember that we were redeemed by something so valuable, it will start activating that peace that's already in us now, that peace to overcome anxiety, panic, worry, fear. It's already there. He said he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. We have the power of these gifts already on the inside of us.
That's good.
And if we won't forget it, if we'll remind ourselves, wait just a minute, there's a price paid for me to have peace. Yeah. I mean, my child may be going through something tragic may have just happened, something's going on that I'm just worried about. I've got terror trying to creep in on me. I've got panic trying to come, maybe a financial problem, whatever. But no. There's a great price paid for me to have peace right now. I'm going to remind myself that because I've accepted Christ into my life, I have this peace already in me. So I'm going to start drawing it out. I'm going to draw on this peace.
Yeah. You know, what's the live out your own salvation?
Yeah, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Yeah.
Yeah, work it out from the inside.
Inside. You're not working for it. You're working it out. Yeah.
It's already there. We got to know that we have it. And, you know, we hear that about peace and that's somebody said, I got peace about it. Yeah, but peace is not just a warm, fuzzy feeling.
No, it's not.
It might produce a warm, fuzzy feeling, but it is a power. It is a force to keep us level and steady and keep us regardless of what might come. You know, we're in a world where things come at us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we bring them on ourselves. Sometimes we have no control of the situation, but you can't make good decisions. You can't really have a good day. How many people say, I just want some peace?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Christians, we have peace unless your mind is clear and uncluttered and just level and just steady. And that's what peace looks like when it's operating.
And you know, Dwight, some people confuse that, though. They confuse it with tranquility, and we're not talking about tranquility. This peace is a supernatural force. You can have it when three kids are running around just screaming, crazy. You can have it when you can have this type of peace when, like I said, when something is going wrong in your life and you don't know what to do. But we cannot forget, Dwight, where did this peace originate? Where did it come from? It didn't come because we were such hot shots.
Yeah.
It didn't come because we did everything right. It didn't come because I said everything right. It came because Jesus paid a price for it. And when Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, let not it be afraid, he said, my peace, I'm going to leave my peace with you. That is exactly what this fruit of the Spirit is. It is his peace that he had when he was going through all the tests and trials and the crucifixion
Garden
and the
Gethsemane.
Garden of Gethsemane. Mm-hmm. It's the same peace that he had that he leaves with us. And Dwight, if there was ever a true statement that was written in Philippians 4, it's a peace that passes understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot, yeah. I mean, I'm even having a hard time describing it. It passes understanding. You can't say I've got it if I understand it. You have to say I have it by faith, whether I understand it or not, because it passes understanding. You're not going to be able to understand it.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this Friday afternoon, Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about the Believer's Spiritual Toolbox and what are those tools and how to use them, specifically those tools, as we're calling them, listed in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23. And, you know, and I love it. I thought about this, Pastor Ron, as you talked a little while ago about when Jesus was teaching us to pray, what we call the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, and he said, I love this, he said, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Now, that's the only time, as I read the scriptures, and I've read the only time he referred to it, "Our Father," but I believe what he was saying to them is, you have as much access to him as I do.
Yep.
You know,
yes,
he loves you like he loves me. And if I have something in me, you have it in me. Mm-hmm. If I'm in you and mm-hmm. you're in me, you have what I... We're not Jesus.
No.
We're not deity. I mean, I'm not saying that. People know I'm not saying this. But we are equipped. And peace is one of those forces, one of those powers that all of us need. We're talking to dozens of people right now that say, wow, I need peace about this. Mm-hmm. I need peace. It starts by recognizing the power of force that's in you if you've accepted Christ.
Yes, and that's the key to why, you know, accepting Christ in your life, receiving the Lord, and it's very simple. You don't have to, you know, I used to think if I could quit smoking, quit drinking, quit chewing, quit dipping and running with those that do, you know, then if I could quit all that, then I would receive the Lord because I didn't want to be religious. Well, the issue is if I could have quit all of that, I wouldn't have needed the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just received him by faith one day in my life. And then these fruit begin to manifest. I mean, within 7 or 8 days, I quit smoking with no struggle. Had tried to quit smoking years before that. I mean, I'm talking about pot too. I mean, I quit smoking and doing it in pot and everything, you know. Yeah. And it was just amazing to me how that everything I had tried to do before I accepted Christ began to be born as a fruit through me with really little effort, with just, you know, just resting and trusting in him and growing and learning about him and learning why he wanted me to do some of these things that I was struggling with. You know, I had a fellow working for me recently, and he said he was doing drugs or whatever, and he said, it finally dawned on me. He said, why the Lord wanted me to stop some of this stuff. It wasn't that the Lord's trying to keep me from having an enjoyable life. It was that the Lord's trying to protect me from killing myself. You know, and see, that's what I'm saying. When you abide in him, you begin to bear fruit just like an apple growing on an apple tree. You don't see an apple out grunting, saying, I'm going to be an apple. You don't hear it grunting and all that. The tree bears fruit because that's what the fruit is in it.
What the seed is.
And when we're in Christ, like you said, when we're in him and he's in us, we're abiding in him, Dwight, this fruit of peace becomes more of a reality to me every day. And the closer I get to heaven of going there, it becomes even more of a treasure to me every day. It's sure. Like, I won't let nothing take it. I don't live a life of drama. I'm kind of getting ready for the journey home. You know, there's no drama in heaven like some people experience down here on earth, and I don't want that. And so, you know, we have to realize this peace is, and I've heard you say this many, many times, Dwight, it's already in us in Christ.
Yeah.
We want to learn how to tap into that.
You know, I come back to about the minute we have left. I come back to you're saying that, you know, I have found myself in situations where, I mean, a need is screaming at me, pressure screaming at me. And there have been times in my life where I wanted a knee-jerk response, go out and do something that was the wrong solution, the wrong time, the wrong way. And then as you learn more about this force of peace that you have, even though this need is in your face, there's this peace about it. There's this force working in you that you don't even understand, that somehow you're not denying the reality of the need, but that peace is saying, hey, you got this. Just slow down, take a couple deep breaths, and your cage is not rattled, your trigger's not tripped, you don't go off and do something wrong and stupid. That peace is the umpire. Peace is the ruler. It's the final decision. It's been good.
Boy, it has been. Praise God.
Hey, happy you could be with us. Join us next week for Local Matters.